Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
And we have a guest, the lovely Adam Pearson is here.
Well, thank you. I don't know about the lovely bit, but I'll go with that.
Out of the news there, you heard Billy Ocean with When the Going Gets Tough, and Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders with Hello Josephine.
Now, you've seen both of them live.
We have.
We saw Billy Ocean, who looks, has a magnificent head of white hair.
Hasn't he, just?
Really, really looks outstanding, because, of course, his skin tone and everything else, just, he looks like, it's just amazing.
Yes.
And he can still belt those songs out.
He certainly can.
Probably and does yoga.
Maybe he does, I don't know. we saw, before he died, obviously, we saw Glyn Ellis, as his real name is, Wayne Fontana.
Very big man,
and it turned into more of a turn.
Yes.
He did quite a lot of comedy stuff as well as singing.
It is alleged that Billy Ocean has three lungs, so which is why he can sing so well.
Yeah, well, he may well have. He's certainly got enough hair to cover him.
It is alleged.
Jason Manford's like that, you know, turns into a bit of a turn. He does his comedy bit, and then he stays on for 10 minutes at the end of his gig just to do some songs for free.
And there we are.
Yeah.
I'm saying nothing.
Oh. Anyway, we've got Adam in to talk about FantasyCon.
Yes.
Yes, fingers crossed at Econ, I should call it.
Now, okay, when's it going to happen and where's it going to happen?
Remember, the 5th of November.
Yeah.
And then let me know the rest of it at Cow's Yacht Haven.
All right.
Mm. All right. Okay.
That's a Saturday. Yes.
So, I mean, you tried to organise it. You did organise one.
Yes.
Then the next one got flattened by the dreaded
COVID. The next two, I think, got flattened, actually.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yes.
And so this is like a big return.
Mm. Yes. Well, again, as I said, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
You can't bank on anything these days, can you?
Well, let's assume it all goes ahead as planned.
Yep,
what
we're
is
gonna
planned?
Do.
What is planned?
Well, like I say, we have a very nice venue in the shape of Cow's Yacht Haven.
Yep.
We have the usual setup of celebrity guests, different ones this time, because we don't want the same people, although it would be nice to bring some of them back, because some of them are lovely. I can tell you the celebrity guests we have so far.
Okay.
Sorry, look at my notes. I should remember this off the top of my head, but I'm old.
You can't remember everything.
Well, shall we start with Kai Owens? He was announced a couple of days ago.
Okay.
Or actually, it's Owen. Talk about mispronunciations. We also have...
And he's a celebrity because?
He was in Torchwood.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes, that's what I remember the name.
He played Gwen's wife in Torchwood.
He played Gwen's wife?
Yeah, husband.
Yeah,
Glenn was his wife in Torchwood.
Yeah. That's it. That's
I'm doing well, am I? Yeah. And also, he's in Hollyoaks. And,
oh, I've never seen Hollyoaks. So.
And Doctors, I believe. At some
never
point.
Seen so Doctors.
Been about a chap called Clive Mantle, who
heard of
oh,
him.
Yes,
been in lots of things, but he's
very
best known for falling for watching Dawn French fall in a great big puddle in Vicar of Dibley. Very tall man. Yes, very
yeah,
nice
he
man.
He was in Casualty as
he
well.
He was many years
he was,
ago. Yeah.
And Robert Sherwood. He played Little John.
Oh, yes.
Many years ago.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course, he's been in Game of Thrones. It was a whole of
never
series
seen
one,
Game of Thrones.
Nor have I, but he was in it, and Game of Thrones fans will hopefully like him for that.
Yeah,
but there's
sure.
There's other things. He's a really, really nice man, really sort of approachable and everything. And his lovely wife, Carla Mendonca, who is probably best known as being the mum in My Parents Are Aliens.
Right.
The one that did, because there was a first mum, the blonde one in series one, and then Carla took over to play the mum for the rest of it.
The name sounds very familiar, I have to say.
She's in Coronation Street at the moment.
Right,
yes. She plays as head teacher, I think. I don't watch Coronation
Street. Neither do I.
But
nevertheless, who else? Anybody else?
And I can announce here, because it's not been announced anywhere else.
Is it a world premiere?
Yes, it's a film star called Craig Fairbrass, who's very well known in British films. He's a British film star.
Yes, I've heard of him.
Yeah, so he's quite a nice scoop.
Yeah.
We went to the cinema the other day, and there was a preview thingy, whatever they call them, a premiere, not a preview, what they call it, trailer, that's the word, and one of his films was up there, and I nudged my wife, and said, look, Craig Fairbrass, because she always goes, who's he, and doesn't know, unless they're in Coronation Street, doesn't know who they are. So that's, I haven't announced that officially yet, but that is on the way, amongst others, which we... haven't sealed yet, but we do intend to have a small selection of very nice people to be our celebrity guests at the event.
So, what happens at FantasyCon? What is there sort of an agenda for the day?
Well, it's your I was going to say bog standard Comic Con, really. So obviously you come in and you hopefully come dressed as a character or your favourite character, because that's cosplay is a huge thing when it comes to Comic Cons. Mm-hmm. I mean, I go to Comic Cons, but I just want to publicise other things or wear a t-shirt.
So for the uninitiated who haven't got the vaguest idea what cosplay is, what is cosplay?
It's essentially fancy dress but as a specific character and putting a bit more effort into what you're wearing. So most cosplayers say, well, I've seen some Batman cosplayers and they actually wouldn't be able to tell the difference between the cosplay Batman and the screen Batman, because they're a bit pedantic and they want to be screen accurate.
I have seen someone who was cosplaying Data from Star Trek.
I know who that is too. That's Julian. And Julian does a lot of things like Grinch and stuff like that. And he's very, very into it. But they're very sort of particular about being accurate with their costumes. And they usually put them together themselves. That's why we have a competition during the event. To whether a panel will decide which is the best of the event. And it's all good fun because it gives them a chance to actually parade themselves in front of an audience for all the effort they've put into their cosplay.
Right, but it's like Comic Con, so there's people swapping comics or selling comics.
The Lovely Heroes will be there up Scarrett's Lane.
Yes.
Local comic seller.
Yeah.
They'll be there selling comics and all sorts of interesting items.
Massive business, isn't it? Collecting comics.
It is, yeah. And so I've got some, but I never read them. I just, I've got this comic. I don't want to touch it because it's mint, you know. But yes. Yeah,
so if people come along, do they have to be in costume? Can they just come as themselves?
Absolutely, yeah. Now, usually the people that come at themselves have got children they're cosplaying. So.
Right, yes.
But I'd say about 80% of people come in costume.
Yeah, but they shouldn't feel embarrassed if they're not in costume.
If you've been to a comic on most, you know, you just come as yourself if you want to. You know,
now, the big question, are you going to be in cosplay?
No, because I'm sort of in charge. I will have to, and I actually come in, that might be a bad idea. I could hide away if I was in cosplay.
You could, yeah.
But no, I
won't. You're going to be as high vis man.
No, I want to be one of these people that stands up for the people that don't come in cosplay so they don't feel left out.
Yes, okay.
Absolutely. So, it's 5th of November.
Yes.
Kelsyot Haven. And you've got a website or places where people can find
it? FantasyCon.net, which is our website, which you can keep up to date with, you know, the vendors that are appearing, the attractions, the other things, or things you can do. We have a VR gaming company.
Oh, that'll attract a few people. Yeah.
So is that FantasyCon?
Yes. And FantasyCon.net.
Yeah.
And obviously you can click on the link to take it to the ticket shop as well.
Yeah.
And what's do you know what the entrance fee is going to be yet, or have you worked there?
Off the top of my head, no, but it's all at the ticket shop, so if you go to FantasyCon.net.
Okay, fair enough. So, but it's not a fortune. It's
about the same as it was last time.
An affordable
but
price.
But obviously cut down because it's one day rather than two.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Yes.
Will you come back and tell us more about it as we get nearer the date?
I will do, but I must mention before I forget, but we're doing this one in association with Wessex Cancer Trust.
Right.
Of course.
So we're very, very geared up to making a profit that we can share with them.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, so. Very important.
Indeed. For Wessex Cancer
Absolutely.
Trust. And make a profit. But go and see it. Have a bit of fun.
Mm.
We've had pretty much 2 years of not being able to do anything.
Yes.
So let's get out there and do something.
Support local staff. Yes. Well done for doing it. Yeah. It's something completely different, isn't it, from everything else on the island.
And it was great fun last time. And it was just the middle of the summer and people wanted to be down the beach. So.
November, 5th of November, daytime, people will be thinking, we can have fireworks in the evening, but we'll go to Fantasy Con first.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Good idea. I'll see you there.
Is it an all-day thing? Or?
Yeah, 9:30 till 6 p.m.
Oh, right.
Well, that sounds perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. Presumably, I know that you're at Haven, but lots of people may not. There'll be food and drink there, presumably?
Well, there's food and drink in the town. I think there will be food and drink there. We haven't actually got round to that side of things
yet,
because they've got their own caterers.
Yes.
But there's... And it's central to cows, so there's
you can't
cafes,
go wrong with cafes and pubs.
Yes,
you can't, you're not going to go hungry in the middle of cows.
No, I just want to see someone in a Darth Vader costume in the middle of one of the pubs.
Yes.
You will
yes,
see
my
that.
Man, give me a pint of beer, my man.
Yes, the force is strong with this one. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. marketing@vectisradio.fm.